there was a man came to me and he says, would you be willing to make up a few verses to say at his retirement party up in Keith? And I says, oh, could I can. But I says, I'll try. But I says, come back in 3 days and I'll tell you. So I made up a story in 3 days. Stephen Cowie, the great veterinary surgeon Keith. When Stephen Cowie left the squeal, he was alone so young and raw. He didn't care what he would do, for he had no plans at all. He thought he would join the Navy, but he was feared kind of to sea. So Stephen took it in his head that a vet he would like to be. But Stephen's father says to him, you could work a while with me, for fairman is a healthy job, it'll do you good, you'll see. You could rise up in the morning and feed the hens and pigs, and do any other little job, it'll help to pay your digs. Then you could go over till the knee park, for the swedes to heed and tail, and after you've four load of them, you could cut a load of kale. But Steve got fair demented. He says, this job's not for me. And he set sail for Edinburgh, and a vet he would learn to be. But Stephen's troubles they weren't finished. In fact, it just begun. For Stephen quickly realised being a vet would be no fun. He'd examine every beastie's beans, for their nose don't tell their tale. But Stephen crammed that knowledge in his head, for he could ill afford to fail. But Steve come through that college, he come out with honours high. He said that he would cure folks' beasts, fae goats wrecked up to Kye. But first he'd need a motor car, and that car it must be fast, for he was up in opposition with a place they called Tarnash. Now it's easy being a doctor, folk can tell you far they're sair, but it's different wi' a beastie, they just lie and moan and stare. But that's far Stephen's knowledge come in, it he'd stored up in his head, and there's plenty beasties living a day, it would sure enough be indeed. Now if your coffee's lugs are hanging down, and it looks a bit a doer, you should easy ken the symptoms. That calf's gone to talk the score, but you must get Stephen Cowie out, although you'll ken what he will do. He'll put his horn until his pooch and say, try it wi' an M and B. Now if your coo she didn't eat her neeps, and she looks a bit a dewy, just dinna be a day or twa, or you phone for Stephen Cowie, for Steve would tell you to watch your beasts and keep on the alert, or you'll see far your cool land and tell the knocker scared. Now if Stephen Cowie come through your byres, now every coo would ken, they'd look up and stop the rating and say, here's that damp money here again. For he's jabbed us in the neck and hips, he just jabs us right and left. And it's a good job that money's retiring, or would he any hell scan left. Now if your sheepies lying in the park, deed sick and scarce a win, Steve would gie a hand for pooters and say, man, that's the very thing. But when Steve get back into his car, he says, Lord, that sheepy did look bad. I'd have been as well to tell that man the truth and go recht him for his spad. Now if your piggy's lying in the sty, it winna eat nae mair. It disna matter what you get, it disna seem to care. But Stephen Cowie would come along and a couple of jobs he'd get, and I'm sure within an hour or twa, your piggy's on his feet. Now if you had got a herd of beasts with sharp and ugly horns, Stephen Cowie would snap them off just as easy as paring corns. But when you go out next morning, Lord, your beasts all look dour, and there's bleed all spattered round your place like a second Culloden moor. Now, Keith, just like on either place, when the cats get on the prowl, they'll keep you walking to half of the night as they'd if meow and yowl, so you'll get that cat into a box just as fast as you can make it, and tuck it round to Cowie's place, and they will castrate it. Now things has changed in my time as the years they have rolled on. The farmers there are making eyes, and the workhorse there are gone. I mean, when I was at the school, the vet had just a shelting gig, but the cattle were less numerous, here and there a breeding pig. Now Stephen struggled long and sair, and had many a weary night, but now that he's retiring, he can afford to talk things licht. So here's to Stephen Cowie, for all you folk and me, for Stephen kept your sturdy living, when you were sure that it would be.